52-year-old Ronnie Sampson was diagnosed in 2000 with neural sarcoidosis, a disease that tricks the immune system into attacking certain parts of the body. Sampson's doctor put him on prednisone, a corticosteroid that helps to suppress the immune system. But while the drug helped eliminate symptoms of his disease, Sampson started having headaches, gained weight, developed insomnia, and even became diabetic. The self-employed graphic artist says he wasn't happy.
The regular physician wasn't really spending much time with me, so I wanted to get away from my regular physician and find somebody who was more attuned to kind of a combination of Western medicine and alternative medicine. And my acupuncturist recommended Dr. Miller.
So Sampson started seeing Daphne Miller in late 2001. The family physician combines conventional and alternative healing approaches in her San Francisco medical practice. Dr. Miller took an in-depth look at Sampson's medical history and lifestyle and designed a customized regimen of nutrition and exercise that she believed would improve his health and make him less dependent on medication. Sampson says it has done both.
My regular doctor had been focusing on making sure that I take my medication, and I think that Dr. Miller's approach of combining medicine and lifestyle is really what turned things around for me.
Like many of her contemporaries who wanted to become a doctor, Daphne Miller pursued traditional medical training. She studied at the prestigious Harvard Medical School and did a 2-year research fellowship funded by the National Institutes of Health at the University of California, San Francisco. But after she finally opened her own practice in 2000, she recognized significant gaps in her training.
I got into my private practice and suddenly realized that I really did not have the proper training to take care of the most salient issues that I was seeing every day, which were issues related to heart disease and diabetes and cancer, all of which in some way could be traced back to nutrition and lifestyle issues.
Motivated by a desire to offer her patients more holistic medical treatment, Miller set out on a 3-year journey around the globe to study the traditional diets of her patients' ancestors, time-tested food combinations, which in many cases had proven health benefits.
I really was surprised to see how different cultures were in their approach to food, from Iceland, which really had a fairly high animal product-based diet, to a place like Okinawa in Japan, where it really was a lot of vegetables, to a place like Copper Canyon in Mexico, where it was a lot of whole grain carbohydrates.
Miller found, for example, that Icelanders use their traditional fish diet, rich in omega-3 oils, to fight depression. Impressed by this kind of indigenous medical knowledge, she decided to organize it and use it in her practice. She started modifying traditional recipes with easy-to-find local ingredients to help her patients eat more nutritiously. She also chronicled her journey in a book called The Jungle Effect, which serves as both a nutrition cookbook and a personal travelogue. But while Miller uses food for the prevention and treatment of modern illnesses, she believes that drugs can still play an important role in her patients' lives.
In some instances, I feel that diet can absolutely replace medication. And then there are other times where medication is necessary and diet is there to enhance or augment it. And that is the art of medicine.
Miller says many medical studies have shown the important role nutrition plays in overall well-being.
So, for example, there's studies showing that nutrition in particular within Japan has a lot to do with the lower rates of breast cancer amongst the elderly female population, and that nutrition in particular in West and South Africa has a lot to do with the low rates of colon cancer amongst the rural traditional African populations.
A growing number of physicians agree with Miller's approach, including Dr. Dariush Mozafarian. He's a cardiologist and associate professor at Brigham Women's Hospital at Harvard Medical School.
There's lots of research which has come together to tell us that our focus should be on healthy foods, and you know, those overall healthy food-based dietary patterns should really be the focus of our priorities in the U.S. and globally.
Ronnie Sampson would certainly agree. After a short time on his personalized nutrition and exercise program, the San Francisco native started feeling a lot better. And although his neurosarcoidosis is not cured, Sampson has been able to reduce his reliance on prednisone by half and has essentially reversed his diabetes.
I feel better than I felt in many, many years. At 52, I feel actually healthier than I felt at 40.
Sansom continues to see Dr. Miller about twice a year for checkups. He believes everyone could benefit from Miller's holistic, integrated approach in which food is often the best medicine. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.